my blitz. I got a guy at the blower who, you know, I guess I opened a whole can of worms with everybody meeting on the internet. He met a woman for a zesty session. All right, where does this thing live?
She lived in Hopewell, New Jersey, I believe.
And where do you live?
I lived up by Jersey City. That's where my mom still lives, and that was her home.
So you were talking to her on the internet. You figured, well, what the hell? I'll be up your way like the week from Saturday.
Exactly.
And you figured...
So we set a little rendezvous at one of the rest areas to see if we still wanted to do anything. And like, she was a beautiful, light, you know, about 110 pounds.
Really?
I figured she was one of them, lived in a trailer park and had her own room.
But no, she was nice, huh?
She was gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So we get walking around the mall and stuff, and next thing I know, I was like, had this look on my face, she said, and I said, I wonder what you'd be like in bed. And she's like, you want to find out? And I was like, doing.
How old a girl was she?
She was 26 years old.
Man, did you ever see her again after that?
Yeah, we kept in touch here and there, because I'm in the military and I don't get a chance to go home too much. But
nice show, huh?
Yeah, and it's after like four times in about 3.5 hours.
Four times? You just work. It's like they're going to outlaw the stuff the next day, huh?
Yeah, I didn't need none of that Viagra that day, boy.
Yeah. And then you went on to see your parents afterwards?
Yeah, I went up to see my mom.
Your face still smeared with the leavings of a hussy. You kiss your mother with those lips? Hey, after 4 hours in a hotel room with a dame you barely knew, and I know you feasted, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Yes, you did. You feasted, you Bosco Lingus.
All right, I did.
Yeah, I did. I know.
I had to go south of the border.
You went south of the border, and then afterwards, after 4 hours of debauchery and hideous unnatural practices, then you upped trowel without so much as a bio leave or shower. I'm sure you didn't shower because you wanted to keep the assholes as long as possible. And then you went the last couple of exits on the Jersey Turnpike. Hi, Ma! How are you?
I got a little mustache.
That's what you did there.
You got it.
Oh, God. Idiot. The worst thing I ever did, you know, I was so embarrassed. You know, Estelle's red-haired cousin was in town. But I went ahead and dined anyway.
Fired down below.
Right, and then my mother knocked on the bedroom door. I said, my God, what am I going to tell her? She said, just tell Mom you've been eating a jam sandwich. So I opened the bedroom door. I said, Mom, excuse my mouth, but I've been eating a jam sandwich. She said, I ain't looking at your mouth. I'm looking at the peanut butter on your forehead.
You got the best of both worlds.
So, he who without blame let him cast the first stone. Right?
That's right.
All right.
Funny, you should quote the Bible as
what Saul said to Paul. Every now and then, you know, I can't criticize you, buddy. Lord knows you've been through hell.